previous hearings that these regulations are all pain with no gain. The Clean Power Plan does nothing to avert future temperature rise or prevent further sea rise. However, the economic cost to Americans will be approximately $29 to $39 billion per year. Electricity prices for consumers in 40 states could increase by at least 10% or more. Prices in 17 of those states could increase by at least 17% or more. That includes my home state of Oklahoma. This is a war on the poor and will increase economic inequality across the nation. With these facts, I completely agree with the recent characterization by one of our witnesses here today, Charles McConnell, that the Clean Power Plan as, quote, ideological mumbo-jumbo, unquote, and as stupid regulations. The Clean Power Plan has serious legal deficiencies. Even President Obama's Harvard Law professor, Lawrence Tribe, has called the plan unconstitutional. 26 states have sued the EPA over the rules, citing an overreach of authority under the Clean Air Act. This past March, in response to these lawsuits, the Supreme Court issued a stay of the Clean Power Plan, which prevents the EPA from enforcing any of the rules' requirements until the lawsuits against it are fully resolved. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit announced that it would hear challenges to the Clean Power Plan, with hearings scheduled for later this September. However, despite the Supreme Court's stay of the rule, and despite the fact that this plan is in litigation, the EPA has been moving forward with a regulatory structure to implement the Clean Power Plan. This is outrageous, it is wrong, and I find these actions by the EPA unacceptable. Earlier this month, several of my congressional colleagues sent the EPA Administrator McCarthy a letter raising concerns about these actions. In particular, the EPA sent a proposal to the Office of Management and Budget to implement a clean energy incentive program, a program based off of the Clean Power Plan. Further, EPA officials have notified stakeholders that compliance dates will not be adjusted in the event the rules are upheld. In other words, there is a stay, and the compliance dates will not be adjusted in the event that the rules are upheld. In other words, you have to keep moving forward on your plan even though there is a stay, which, friends, means that there is not a stay, even though the courts have said that there is a stay. In other words, you better go ahead and begin complying. This is unacceptable. EPA regulations should always respect the sovereignty of the states, especially since it is the citizens in each state who bear the brunt of the EPA's rules. I am particularly concerned with how this rule will affect the hardworking residents of my district in the state of Oklahoma.